No, this now, the last hand up?
No, last hand up.
Today. Two. Oh. Oh, today, no, four. Oh, you didn't get the first?
Yeah, I only got two. I got the first.
Yeah, okay. Where's Abba? Abba took all the seats and he was preparing the whole thing. Where is it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? He took the seats and he took it.
Really? Still coming late, Mr.
Anyhow, but like you said, meanwhile, those that are not here, it doesn't matter. Because what we're going to do is mainly pass it over quickly because we have to learn one whole. So we have like this. There's one Gemara. We're not doing it in charge. One Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Kiddushin we have that only a mehasef becharor, if an oni is looking for a handout, so and he's looking in a certain area and somebody else comes and takes it, so nikra rosh, he's called a rosher. Mm-hmm. What that means is that he really shouldn't have done what he did, and that's basically, yeah, but it's not yoy to bedayonet. In other words, if you were to sue him in the bezin could not. Maybe we ought to call.
Yeah,
kosher
ladies. Huh? Oh, so that's a good question. Mikroshi usually is not kosher ladies. But anyhow, but you're not allowed to do that. That's one gemara that we had. Then we had another gemara in Bava Basra, where the gemara says there that you are not allowed to, somebody sets up his trap for fishing, so you're not allowed to, another person cannot set his trap next to his. That was the second Gemara. And such a thing, Satan would stop it. So it's worse than only Amehafer Becharora. It's only Amehafer Becharora, the only that's looking, Satan cannot do anything about it. It's just whoever does it did a Nisa. You know, it's in Shomayim, he'll give me an impression. But in the second case of the Metzudas Shondogim, so Bezin could stop. Right? So far?
Yes.
Clear? That's what we had last week. Then they had another Gemara. And the other Gemara was the Gemara in Gittin, which the Gemara said that if you had an Oni knocking down olives from a tree, he climbed up in the tree and he knocked down the olives to the floor and never was coined to them. Somebody else comes and takes their olives. So what's his din? It's called Gazlan Divrayim, but we said we want to clean Shulchan Aruch, but the halacha is it to be that also something that you're not allowed to do, to take the olives, but it's not Yotze B'Dayan. So that's also us. So we have so far three cases in the Gemara where you have seemingly something that a person does, which is also, which is not really gezeila, because in a Torah, in order for it to be theft, you have to be owned by somebody. Yeah, but you're stealing either the guy's tircha that he put in, his work that he put into this thing, and you go ahead after his work. Right? That's a funny match for this week. Perhaps he's waiting for a cab. You know, it's very frustrating. Waiting for a cab and waiting a long time. And the cop pulls over and the guy goes, hey, that takes you cab. You know? So he's the only, he's waiting for his harara, and he put effort into this, and somebody grabs it, so he's a rush. Not just the dayon. A fisherman sets his net, but yours to the dayon. An only comes on a tree, take down the olives, which are hefke, not yours to the dayon. It's called getting yet from a hoike sanoi. One dayon holds it's yours to the dayon. The other one holds it's not. Let's go with the assumption by us that it's not yours to the dayon. Then there's another case in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, which is here, where you have somebody in the same mobile meaning in the same neighborhood, let's say, so that we don't have any mobile. That is the way their neighborhoods were set up. In the same neighborhood, one person has a store, so another person cannot open up
the store.
Well, that's what Gemara wants to say, that must go, and the Gemara says not like that, that he could open up another store, because you could say to him, well, I have a store, and you have a store, and whoever will come to me, will come to me, will come to you, will come to you. Which we're not going into that, because that's the thing we have told this bull, but we have to know that Gemara. Then we had another Gemara, which is not here at all, which is good to remember, though, which is going to get a little bit. The original Gemara that we had in the first year, that we had was a Gemara in Bava Basra. Remember that Gemara? With the land.
From the Goy. From Hefker. The guy comes and tries to take it. He says,
well, it wasn't Hefker, but I bought land from a Goy, let's say. I bought land from a Goy. And in order to buy land, to be coined from a Goy, is not enough to give him the money. You know, if I give him the money, that doesn't constitute a kinyan. But I have to give him the money, and he has to give me a shtar. And then that constitutes a kinyan. Yeah? So I went ahead and I gave him money, and he didn't yet give me the shtar. So the Gemara says, so the land is now hefker. It doesn't belong to the Goy, but as far as the Goy is concerned, once he gets the money, he has released the property. It doesn't belong to me, because I haven't yet bequeathed to the karka. So somebody else will grab that karka, that land, so it's his. Right? That's the... Then the Gemara says, but since the din of the Malchus is a secular law, I think at the time of the Gemara was, that the king said that there's no kinyan unless it's deeded over, so then since that's the case, so then the halacha is not as the Gemara says, but the halacha is that whoever bought it, and that became hefty, because the law of the land doesn't allow it to become hefty. But without the law of the land, not for the law of the land, it would be hefty, and the second person in our Sierra Reuven buying it from Joey, then Shimon comes and grabs it, so Shimon becomes Shimon's land. Okay? Is that clear so far? So there we have a case where a person exerted effort and even laid out money to purchase a piece of land. Somebody else grabs it, and not only is that not the other, but Dayanim, he doesn't go out and invest, he doesn't even say he's a Russian. Doesn't say anything. It's just that that's perfectly fine. So that sounds like a little bit, that doesn't fit in with what we're saying, because if that's perfectly fine, why is that perfectly fine? Whereas if the Oni is searching and you grab it, that's called a rush. Yeah? Okay. So that's why we have to learn this, so now let's learn this process. Okay? We go slowly inside. So we say Tain Shon. We learned part of the process, but I decided that we didn't have to learn the whole process. Yes, in the new sheets is the whole process. In the old sheets is only part of the process. That's the only thing that's new in the new sheets. See what it says there? I ain't shown the process? Huh?
Yep.
Okay. So Rashi had explained that the case of Nesudas Das, that's backtrack. In the case of the fishing trap. So we have here the Rashi, right? See before I'm shown the Rashi, Nesudas Das in the dark. The person set up the trap. Yes, Tayo is a hunter or a fisherman. She knows the name of the dog. He had his eye on a certain fish. Ashikir Kura, if he recognized the area where that fish hangs around. Machik and Shor Tayot himself, Besson can force the other fishermen to put away their mitzvot on their traps further away. Amo, we see, Avagat the Lozofa, that even though he yet doesn't own this fish, but somebody else is grabbing the fish. He didn't get on the fish, because he could say, hey, you're killing my livelihood. I set up my trap and you're killing my livelihood. So then Shani dog in the Yohavi Sayaras. And then the Gemara says, now the case of fish is different than the case of any other business because it's a sayora. What is a sayora? The fish, they used to go into the place where they can find food. And they know this guy's been setting up his trap there and he's been putting up his bait. So they know to go there and get that bait. Here's a few of Shehikis that were, since he recognized that area. And also, and he put the food in the area normally covered by a fish. I mean, this fisherman knew how much area of fish covers, so he set up his trap and his food. But to us, so he's certain that they're going to bite and he's going to grab them. The Avila came on the Motel Yodos, and then it's similar as if he already actually does own the fish. Then into Haveri Mazik, so if somebody else puts up his own trap there, so then you're hurting the guy, you're causing him damage, you know, in other words, civil damage. Avila also, Mishaboy tell you about in the case of setting up a store next to another store. Say, you don't take anything that I already own. I mean, I have a store, and if customers will come by, they will come at me, well, they're not buying it. And you set up your store, they say, go to you, go to me. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara saying the difference between a trap and a regular opening up a store next to another guy's Yeah. By the way, Hasbogus rule is one of the hardest cases to win in bet.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's about
well, what do you have to establish first?
Another piece of saw next door.
You have to establish first that.
I like the Shimon, I really think.
Huh?
That's how I want the
Shia,
I like the
Shimon. You like the Shimon? Okay. Well, we have Shimon and Hasbogus rule.
We call that
the Islamic Hasbogus rule.
That affects respect. We have to be
kind. Rebbe Shmuel will give us Arif Kus Yom, we'll cover the whole question.
That's
a bad idea. That's a better idea. Yeah.
The whole question of injunctions and restricted confidence, you know, like how, what it's going to be.
Why does he have to talk to me in the
those are the questions of to what extent we could prevent someone from.
Yeah, no, we're talking about
it. I understand.
And restricted confidence.
Listen, I speak a pretty good English for a guy that's been here such a short distance.
What do you hear these stories all the time, though, about Hashmas, you know, like a vod not giving a hexer to someone before?
What?
Do you always vod not giving
a hexer? Yeah, there are hexers. I'm not saying there are no cases of
hexer before.
There is cases of Hasbogus rule, but it's not very, it's not as simple as people
yeah.
think.
Marty, if I can about you.
Basically, you know, we are capitalists. There's certainly no socialism involved in, I mean, there is to an extent, but generally speaking.
Consumer's right.
Let's say fair.
All the cases of in the Gemara where you can open up a store, most of those cases, the Gemara don't even talk about Hasbogus rule. The Gemara's are talking about the fact that you are disturbing the neighborhood. You know, too many stores, too many people hanging out. Disturbs the neighborhood. That you could stop.
What does Yeshiva do?
But it's common in ancient cities that they have the street of the shoe sellers, and all the shoe sellers would be on that street. So if you're going for shoes, you know where to go, and all the stores.
Well,
are
that's
the same
just difficult. They were very, very mezatzer. The whole mezatzer of Basra, because mezatzer in shot. As far as Daven, which is most of its concerns, the welfare of neighborhoods and stuff like that, neighborly relations. You know, you all of a sudden, you know, you got a carpenter that moves into your building downstairs, and you're banging all day. That you know how to do. Or you make a cheder in the school. But I made special to Connor that Hazorim were allowed in every neighborhood. Eventually, the Gemara said, Gemara Kedushin also. Eventually, they made a takana because it's not the Torah to allow that. But originally, you weren't even allowed to do that because that's also disturbing. So I mean, but that's a whole. That's not for here. We're talking about specifically certain
that's
things.
Separate shiram and zoning laws. We eliminate it from that.
We'll have zoning. Okay. Well, you got to realize that the Torah is all encompassing. There's nothing left out. Everything is there. And whatever, from when we get up in the morning, right, the first time we ever get up when we're born, and until we all pass on our veteran, we die. We are governed by the Torah. Every single step, whether it be civil or religious or whatever it is. Anyhow, so let's see here. So Rashi, just saying a very basic difference. That's just what Rashi says. The basic difference is that this Sayyid, this fisherman, that's his business, that's his parnassus. And he set up the trap, and the trap, he's already, ke'ilu he owns this fish, even though he hasn't been coined as a fish yet. But it's ke'ilu he owns it, and you grab him his fish. You know, the fish which is already going to him, you're taking that fish away. So that's a little bit different than just opening a store. When you open a store, you're not taking customers that are already there buying, even though you may think about the fact that you're taking customers. You know, that's where all the questions are. So this will come in, is there enough customers to support both? You know, if there isn't, then you can claim that for this food. Because then it would be similar to... But here, that's a Rashi. So that's basically, we have to remember Rashi Shita. So that's Rashi Shita. But then we have purchase. Only I'm not the Charo, that's the name of the process. Here's the Kuntras. The process brings Rashi. Yeah, you have it?
Yes.
Okay. The Meir Becharora shall Hatke. The Rashi holds that the whole thing is Hatke here. Yeah, the owner is looking for something that has no owner. The Kosher, the process says, it's questionable here what's going on here. That now we learned in a Mishnah in Shnai Morchse. Yeah, a Mishnah in the beginning of Bamitsiya. Roh is a Mitsiya. The body finds a Mitsiya. There's a Mitsiya laying there. The Nofalo Leon, he falls on top of it. Falls on top of the Matthias. Oh, Shapir Talito Leon, he throws his talis on it, his coat on it. Remember, in those days, they were not talking about talis, Shetzil. That's, you know, talis means his coat. So he throws his coat on top of the thing to signify, hey, I throw it first. Uwaka Venopla, and somebody else comes and grabs the Matthias.
Take a claim.
Huh? Harehish Eloy, he didn't take a claim, he takes it.
No, the first one.
The first one takes it. Arahisha Lois, so it's his.
The second one.
Second one owns it. Or like it says in the Gemara, somebody was melaken mixus apeya. So peya is that every farmer has to live over a corner of his field for 4 feet. So somebody went ahead and took a little bit of the corner. He threw his talus on it. Didn't he make a kinyan? You remove him. You take his talus off. It still has to. Ramai, why is that? Only I'm a half of the chororu. It's the same case as an only looking for something which is hefty. So why don't you say also that if it's only I'm a half of the chororu, he's a mikra rosha, so why isn't he here called a rosha? I mean, I put my talus on top of the metziah, right? So, and somebody else grabs it, so why isn't that only me? What should be the same case? And you can't tell me that the difference is that it's not an oni. Just I'm making my own point here. Because in the case of Peya, he's only talking about an oni. If he's not oni, he's not allowed to pay Peya. So we're talking about, so the fact that whether he's an oni or not an oni doesn't seem to make a difference. Yeah? So that's the question. So that's very kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, only I'm half of the Harara. Nikra Rosho, somebody grabs it from him, he's called a Rosho, and the Gemara by Metziah saying, I actually found a Metziah, and I put my talus on top of it to
take a claim.
Take a claim, and then somebody else grabs it, it's his, and he doesn't say that he's called a Rosho, or that you're not allowed to do it. Yeah, what's the difference? Yeah? So I'm Rabbi Nutan, and Rabbi Nutan says, the Ifa de Mehafech, the Nokam Hocho, that the case of Hafnasafibharora, so the Minutam says, is only in the case of an oni who wants to make a profit, the skiros by renting, or Keshirotsi Lignos, or he wants to buy something, over echos, the Chaveiro Makdin the Koine, and his Chaver goes ahead and he buys it. In other words, that the oni Hafnasafibharora, the case of the oni looking for something, is not talking where he's looking for something which is hefty. He's looking to buy something. And he's been looking for a business, or to buy something to do business, or for himself, whatever the case may be. And he's looking around, where can I find the cheapest watch? Right? And he finds the watch that he wants to buy, or the diamond that he wants to resell, or whatever it may be. The Chaveiro Martin the coin, and his friend goes ahead and grabs it. And he buys it ahead of him. They have in Dubia the Rav Gidl. So then it's similar to the case of Rav Gidl. In the case of Rav Gidl, that's the case where a person, there were two stores, one store, and another person opened up another store, where the Gemara says that that's okay, because there's room for both. So in the case here, it's similar to that. The only on behalf of the Harora, because he's looking to buy something, so he could say to the other person, now if Reuben is looking to buy something, and he does all the research, just about when he's ready to buy it, the other person comes and grabs it. So the other person is called a Rosh. Why? Because he told you to buy here, go do your own search and find your own. It's a possibility. Why is he buying that which his friend put effort into? Go make him make a profit someplace else. But if he was looking for something which was hefker, so then it's not us. Because if he doesn't find the Messiah which is hefker, he won't find another one which is hefker. Right? So Rabbi Utan said, as far as that contradiction between the Gemara and the Messiah, where if you throw a talus on top of the Messiah, he's not pointing the Messiah, and that case in Kiddushin, where only he's looking for something, and somebody else grabs it, that in one case is called a Rosha, and in the case of Messiah, the second person that came and grabbed the Messiah is not called a Rosha. The difference is because the case of Messiah was something from Hefker, and something from Hefker you can't say, well, why are you taking my Hefker? Why are you taking the thing that I saw first? Go take some other thing that you see first, because who says there is such other thing? But the case of Kiddushin is where this person is looking to make a Parnosa, and he's looking to buy merchandise, so he does all the research, and he finds out that he can buy Chinese fake watches on Canal Street, you know what I mean? And he goes to the store that has them, and and the other guy goes ahead, and after he did all his work, he goes in and he buys the watches that he got did the research. Right? And that's the case he's called a rush. Why? Because let him go research, let him go find someplace else. Maybe they sell them watches on Flatbush Avenue or something, and he can find. So that's the time for the Rosh. So that's the big time how he answers that original question.
We're not talking about a case where both of them did their independent research. We're talking about where a case...
One guy did the research, and the other guy is still in that research.
And the other guy found out that research on that basis.
And on that basis, they say, in other words, the guy's doing all the research, and the guy finds out.
But if that guy had been asked, you had enough to sell the both of them, it wouldn't matter.
Well, that wouldn't matter. Then it would be Hefka. That would be Kirusa Metzius. No, then it would be Fakir. Then it would be... Then if he had enough for both, yeah. Then what's the question?
I want to be the only one to sell these things back in our neighborhood. The first guy would.
That would be also a question.
Yeah. And you see, there's only 100 people in the village. I want to sell them to watch.
But that's, we're getting to our focus rule, which I don't want to get.
But is there a difference in when he prepares, the first A prepares his, that he does all the work, that B, he tells B, you know, I'm preparing it, and he doesn't tell him that he's going to restrict it himself. Does it make a difference? I think he makes it known that he's doing it.
He didn't make anything known here.
It's just the fact that he does it.
The fact that he does it.
And the other, B should understand that that's already A's territory.
That's a Rishus. That's a Rishus because
thing. Okay. But it's a different.
It doesn't matter. Sorry.
If a guy is collecting something that's hefker, that comes from natural source,
right.
I mean, equivalent to fishing, he goes out in the woods and
So fishing is also hefker, that's a very good point. Yeah. Now, fishing is also, that's what you're going to say too?
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to hold about this
too. Oh, okay, that we'll see. But that's a very good question. And now, see, we have a difference between hefker and something which is not hefker. I mean, if someone says something which is not hefker, nikra rosha. Because if it's not hefker, it must be available someplace else, or should you take the one that he already did put work into doing? Something which is hefker, who says he's going to find something else which is hefker? But now we have the case of fish, with the fish is also hefker. Right? So the fish is also hefker. So
well, you can find it someplace else with fish.
Huh? Means you can find fish something else. It's a different type of hefker. It's not a metzius. That would be a positive terrace. You can find the fish with the only fish here. You can fish someplace else. There's many fish out there in the sea.
But the issue here seems to be the work that the person put into it.
That's the point, that the person is putting in work and you are stealing his work. But Rabbeinu Tam says that the difference is that he's stealing, if you're talking about stealing work, and as Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that the difference is when you're allowed to go ahead, and it seems like you're allowed to go ahead, you're entitled to this hefker just as much as he's entitled. So even though he's been looking, he found the hefker first, but he wasn't coined it, that doesn't make him being entitled to the hefker more than you're entitled to the hefker. Right? And there's only one hefker, so why should we give it to him rather than to him? We give it to whoever actually coined it first, because that's been in the Torah. So if it's yours, you can't steal it. If it's not yours, somebody else can take it. That's the thing of hefker. Even though there was effort put into this hefker.
So,
but we'll have to see why the dog is different. So if it's hefker, the dog, you're right, you can go get another dog. So that would be like a positive. But let's see more, a little bit more in the first. Yeah? New caution. Now you get Perek Lo Yafor, but then it's fair from the case of Perek Lo Yafor, which is involved with Basra. The Troma also, Machikim in a dog, can the Lord reach us a dog? You know how to put your fishing trap within the area that fish travel. Avagosh Husha Hefter. You know that's also Hefter, which is your question. Yeah? The Neo the Hosom, Haino Tamim in the Shehu Yorid Leum Nosa. You know what the difference is, Rabbeinu Tam says? Because over there he's going into his umnus. Umnus is his livelihood. This is how this fisherman makes his life good. The first case is what we see. Kehida Kyoma Hoson, Haiba Mavua, the Uki Rechaya, like the case over there, the case in the Gemara before, that you have a person in a neighborhood that made himself a grinding mill, a mill to grind flour. The also Mavua, and the person from the same neighborhood, the Uki Behadem, he puts next to it also another, he's making his own mill. So in such a case, the Gemara comes out that that's okay, that that's mutter. But the Gemara wanted to say that such a thing was author, and then the Gemara wanted to make a proof that Rav Gidl, who said that this is also, is right, not Rav Gidl, Rav Yeshua, who said that this is also is right, because of the Gemara of the fish. So you see, the Gemara compares both the trapping of the fish to the case of two people opening, or a person opening a mill next to another mill. And they want to say that just like the fish is also, the opening of the mill should also be offered. So now Tosfos is saying, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, just like the opening of the mill, the reason is because he's taken away the guy's livelihood, so the fish must also be, because he's taken the guy's livelihood, even though at the end the Gemara comes out that the mill is mutter and the fish remains open. But you see the fact that the Gemara wanted to put it together, that we're talking about his son and his livelihood. You're taking away my parnos. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So we have Rabbeinu Tam saying that there's a difference. So let's go to our three Gemaras. So we have the Gemara with, I'm sorry, to the two Gemaras. The Gemara with the dog, yeah, and the Gemara with the three Gemaras. The Gemara with the Oni, I'm half of the Harara. And the Gemara in Bar Metzia, where he throws the talus on top of the Metzia. So he throws the talus on top of the Metzia, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's because it's Hefker. Being that it's Hefker, you can't say to the guy, well, go find yourself another Metzia, because there may not be such other Metzia. Right?
And this Metzia is the talus the guy spent time.
No, we didn't get to that yet. No. That hasn't been touched. But this Metzia here is just a Metzia. There's a diamond ring laying on the floor. And we're walking, me and you, and I take my hat and I throw on top of the diamond to stick me far to stake a claim, and you take my hat off and you take the diamond. So whose is it? It's yours. Are you called a Russia? You're not called a Russia. Why not? Because I can't say to you, hey, you look, if I take my diamond, go find your own diamond. Maybe there's no such diamond. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And we are both not doing business with this diamond. Just, you know, we're not looking for diamond, we're not looking to do business. The case of only on behalf of the Harora, Rabbeinu Tam says, even though he may not be, he's looking to find something so that he can make a profit, he can make some kind of, yeah, and he's looking to buy something which is not Hefker, right? So I'm looking for this, and after I do all my research, so I tell, hey, Ephraim, I have in the east side, I got a great deal on fake watches, and I could sell them for good money, right? So then I go ahead, and I'm ready to get on to buy the thing, and Ephraim goes ahead. And he got time to hear somebody else brought out all the watches, you know, you're too late. So such a case is called a Russia, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam says, and there is different because it's not something, because I can say, listen, if I'm the manufacturer of these things in China, I'm sure they sell it other places. So you go find it, go do your own research. Why are you taking my research? And then the other case, the case of the fish, Rabbeinu Tam says, I that's also Hefker. But that's different because there he's doing his livelihood.
You got these bums that go through the street to shopping carts, and their business, their pronosis, like during the daylight hours, is to look for things and take things.
Okay. So,
and there's a whole there's a heifer of these guys.
What?
Exactly.
No, because they're Hefker.
But these guys look
for Hefker.
That's their business.
What?
That's their livelihood. They look for Hefker things.
Well, that's the.
The two guys are in the same business.
That's the question. Okay.
I saw this before you, but then he goes away while the guy's turning around to get a bag to put it in, he grabs it. I'm just saying
that could be a rush.
Yeah,
But we have to remember the distinction.
Yeah.
If it does it for Parnoso, then you know that. Then you call it a Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah? Even though it's from Hefker. And if you do it for. If you're not doing it for Parnassus, you just have to be walking and find a Messiah, then the person who grabs it is not called a Russia. Right? So that's so far. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay. I'm just trying to show you where it could be a Parnassus.
Now we have another Shita. The Omer Rabbeinu Meir Ovisha Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Meir, the father of Rabbeinu Tam, this is what we already learned last week. We might as well chazer it over. So he held different. The Nair of a dog mate, he told me there's a dead fish. Shekeng Derecha the Yogin, the fisherman, the hosim the metzudos dark makes to put into the traps a dead fish. The hadogim is asim shom, and the dogim gather up around the dead fish.
Right.
Yeah, so we host the dog around the dead fish, but he was a pirish metzudos at chiva, but since he put his trap, not his trap, his net first, that the day maise she hosos them is asim shom, so this, and because of his action. He actually did an action. And because of that action, the fish gather around the dead fish. Vadein hoyo chaveiroi. There's got to be something wrong here. Is there a last week? Huh? Do you have a last week? I don't have that.
I remember.
Oh, so the motion is missed. Something is messed up in the print. What?
I remember the foliage.
Huh?
Foliage.
Oh,
foliage.
It's missing a fate. Okay. Vadim hoyo chaveiro koires. If he would put his own net, have a kilo goizelot, the fish is stole from him. The Yocholoi Maloi to Salasus came to Mokom Afrik. He said, did you go fish someplace else? Yeah?
He's already set up the bait. And the
fish he set up his bait. He put his bait. The fish was coming to him. So he extended effort of Avinu Meir. He put in work. And he could say to him, hey, go fish someplace else. Right? So we have like this. So we have Rabbeinu Tam saying that the difference is because he's doing it for a living. And he doesn't mention this point that you can go someplace else. Rabbeinu Meir says the difference is that he extended effort. Right? And he extended effort into this thing. And also, he could tell him go fish someplace else. Because the rest of the sources we don't need. Okay. Let's go to the bottom line. Nimtzeu gimel shitas b'pirush ha-gemara. So then there's three different ways of explaining the Gemara. Das Rashi, sheish din shaloni ha-mehafet b'charor afilu b'dvorim shel hefker. Rashi who holds, even if something is completely hefker, and only ha-mehafet b'charor, if I'm looking for this hefker in my area, and you go ahead and you take that which I was looking for, even though I haven't yet found it and I haven't yet been coined, it's called a Rasha. Rabbeinu Tam, Lambin Randinoni Amahav Becharor Bidvon Shal Hefker. You don't say it in anything which is Hefker. Rabbeinu Shal Mecher Uschir is only those things that he's trying to either sell or make a profit in. Lambin Randin Amahav Becharor. Why? Yehoyochel Oleches Velichnos Ulistakel Mokom Asher. Because there's a possibility of going someplace else to do it. Chenoi Din Amahav Becharor. Afilu b'dvarim shel hefker in nogea l'mnosa shel chaveiro. But if it's nogea to his parnosa, so then even in dvarim shel hefker it would be also like the case of the bomb in Farakwa is looking for the beer can. If that's his parnosa, then autonomy. He has faked out, this is my area for beer can, so you can go look here. Then you have Das Rabbeinu Meir, Ovush Rabbeinu Tam, Shezehu Din Meyuchad Begogim. That dogim is a special halacha. Shitima shadi demaitse she also by his asu shama dogim have a kegezel gomer. Since because of his action, the dogim already came there, right? You know, there was effort on his part, and the dogim are already there. It's not like there may be a can in this garbage can, or there may be a store in the east side that sells it, but the dogim are already here. They're already in his area. So then that's called kegezel gomer.
So what about the set up the pizza shops on Central Avenue.
If it's a solid rule, let's leave it.
Okay. The same kind of thing. You establish a certain street because you built up your business, invested years.
We'll get to a solid rule. That will all depend on the solid rule if it's your room not or not. If you can still make a living, even though not that's just an expensive living like you did before. By having two pizza stores, I mean, okay. That's basically
the revolution. Is the point of this where the guy made a market for himself, or he created the market?
Well, we're going again in terms of this book.
We'll see.
We're planning to go. I want to go a step at a time because we are.
Does this
I want to get to the mouth.
Does this labor
to the shower, we have to stay here for 10 years in the morning. No.
Does this labor with the net and setting the trap and putting the dead fish, does that change the status of the fish from Hefker?
Well, it doesn't actually change it, you know, legally or technically from the status of hefker, but the way Rabbeinu Meir learns, and Rashi says the same thing, is that once this fish are already going all in his direction of his craft, it's as if it changed it from the status of hefker, and it is gezel gomer. It's gezel gomer to the point where if he gets the trap, he could go to the original. Can go to Bezdin, and Bezdin would stop him. Bezdin would give a Bezdin order to remove the trap for the second guy. It's more than the only Hamahafa Becharora. The only Hamahafa Becharora is Nikra Rosh. He's not allowed to do that, but Besdin will not take it away from him. In the case of the trap, Besdin will actually remove the trap from the
sector. So it's like the guy came and harvested a piece of your field.
Yeah, right.
Besdin will stop him.
Even though in such a case it would be a deen of the Torah, this probably could be a deen of the Torah. Okay, but let's continue because there's a lot more to this and we're going to get mixed up. You know, we jump in. Benisa b'shulchan aruch hashem nishpat tzimin kuf lan zayin tzif alef etzeo l'shoin. And this is the halach in shulchan aruch about all this that we learn. Hamachti yachadover l'knoiso l'socher. Somebody is going to buy something or to rent something. Ben karka b'metalton, whether it's land or whether it's things that are metalton that you could carry. By the way, friend, don't hesitate to stop if there's anything in the language or any of the thought that you have a problem with. V'ba'acha v'kono, somebody else ahead and buys it. Nikra Rosh is called a Rosh. Somebody is looking for a job and he searches the job market and he finds a job and then somebody else goes in and grabs the job. He's also called a rush. That if he's going to look for something which is hefker or to receive a matona from somebody else, who's that?
He says it's
since it's not something that he can go ahead and find someplace else. Well, the Shonbim is here. We'll see. Oh, the Shukan Aruch. And the Shukan Aruch continues. It means I skipped a little bit. They are going to Karko and Mesa Chaveiros. You're buying land on the borders of his friends. Abdishem Bahem Mishum Dina de Barmatsu. Even though there is no halacha there of, you know, it says in halacha that a person who borders on another field has kedima, but that's not the case here. Technically, you know, it's not a case where he actually has the kedima on this, but it is in his
priority.
Now, if I own a piece of land and it's a piece of land for sale right next to it, so I should have first right of refusal in certain cases. But this is not the case here. It happens to be that it's to my benefit to own that second piece of land, but I can't actually go ahead and. Yeah, Ubo Chaveiro and his friend comes. Dino the Yocho Baal Meitzer the Kadlo Gliknois. So then the Baal Meitzer could have kedim. In other words, I have a piece of land, it's in my neighborhood, somebody else goes ahead and is ready to buy the piece of land, so I'm allowed to go ahead and grab it from him. And I'm not called a Rosha because he can't tell me, well, go buy a piece of land someplace else. That piece of land someplace else is also be near my land. Now, if it's in my land, I can manage it easier or whatever. So I have a reason. Then I'll show you the time sheet again. That as long as it's a good reason for the second one to do what he's doing, he's not called a rush. The reason being that you can't find his material someplace else, right? Or you can't find the land in my neighborhood someplace else.
This happens to be around the corner from the store.
Right.
Or everything else is 20 miles away.
Yeah. But a mikra rush is not called a rush. They have a material because that's similar to a Messiah. V'chein im koined over echos v'bo chaveiro v'yuchal liknoisu bezoil she'en omoisu liknoisu kach v'mokom achir. I'm looking to buy something and I bought it cheaper and someplace else will be a lot more money and I didn't buy it yet, so then my chaver could go ahead and grab it and buy it, because then again the way the Shulchan Aruch Rosh Rabbeinu Tam is that the whole point is that he's called a Rosha because he could do his own thing and I'm not preventing him from doing whatever it is that he wanted to do. But in a case where I am preventing him because there's only one of this, or there's only one of this for that price, then in such a case he's not called a Rosha. Habakim on Messiah v'yochol liknoi sepoz man shuvo zochobo akoini v'yeshoim in the Roshna. And there are those that say that really all these things make no difference. That's not Rabbeinu Tam, that's Rashi and Rabbeinu Meir, that all these things make absolutely no difference. Yeah? And generally speaking, the halach is always like the first thing that the Shulchan Aruch takes. Now, it's not like what Rabbeinu Tam says, but we'll see more as we get along. Okay?
Do they have real estate brokers in these
days? I have no idea. Why?
Because their whole livelihood, they locate the piece of property, the person going to buy and sell it. So if somebody finds out that information and goes behind them,
well, that's what we have to see. All right, but we're only concerned right now what's going to come out of this as far as
that comes under the rabbi. This is business exception to be sure.
No, but it's
rabbi does the business.
No, there's no. Okay, Pirush. Sherat and Master. Let's continue. Pirush. Sherat and Master. Sheev Shalom Lehasik Dover Zeb Bemokam Master. Only in a situation where you can find it someplace else. Al Zikar Rosh, and it's called a Rosh. Shalom Lehasik Dover Beoisam Mokam Shezeh Hiskul Hisasik. Why should you go looking for a thing in the place where I started doing my work? Alul Ratzishen Oyokul Hasik Bemokam Master. But if you can't find it in other places, then he's not called a Rosh. Then we have the Gemara in Gittin, which we already mentioned. We don't have to do it again. We mentioned it outside, where the person is going up and knocking down the olive, in which case it's a machloik is there, whether that's called Gezel or Gezel Gomus. It's only called Gezel, it doesn't come out. Betayonim, person cannot. But if it's called Gezel Gomus, it comes out Betayonim. And in Shulchan Aruch, we said it's not very clear. But the Shulchan Aruch means, so we'll see soon what the halacha is as far as that. Okay? Now we go back to the original sheets. Where's my original sheets? Okay. The original sheets, you don't have an original sheet, huh? Okay, let's see if I have an original sheet. Last week's sheet. No original sheets, huh? I thought I had extra sheets. Hmm? Okay, I don't have extra sheets. Sorry about that. Okay, anyhow. So it's like this. It's a Chuba's Mashah. Avshalom Aluria. Avshalom Aluria wrote the Sefer Yamshu Shlomo. He has, which you may be more familiar with than the Chuba. And he also wrote a Sefer Marshal, in back of every Gemara. Every Gemara is in back. The execution Marshal, underneath the Marshal. Marshal was more or less at the time of the Shulchan Aruch. So anyhow, so he wrote an extensive piece of theory on this. But it's very long, I don't have the whole thing here because I'm a Katsu. But it's also in the Yamshe Shlomo and Bob Batsu. It's printed in two places. But anyhow, so this is what we have. So he used the Chalit. He says there's four cases. It's Hefker and Metziah. You know, if you're trying to grab something which is Hefker and Metziah, do you want to look in? With money? Do you have it?
I have it.
You also don't have it?
I didn't bring it with me. I have it. It's okay. We have for all of us.
You have for all three?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very cozy. I don't have it. Let's see. One second. No, I got so much space with you. This is what came with the software, by the way.
That's what I really.
Yeah. I bought a piece of software that came with this, where he quotes an Israeli software, where he quotes from all the shulas, where you know a lot of stuff with the software. It's okay, it came actually in the past.
Is he right on that?
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, I mean, he didn't support anybody. Anyhow. And then it's Mehavu Becharoro. Huh?
Or did he copy
from somebody? Mehavu Becharoro. Then you have the case of Pircha and the Munosa Bekar. So those are the four differences that we had in Mashal State. So these are the four differences that you find in the Gemara. Alright. Hine Legabe Tema Shrishi. With the Ika. I'm waiting for the tape. Are we on?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay. Hine legabe shem ha-shlishi, as far as the third name, which is Tircha. Tircha Marshal Shtam, so the Marshal explains as follows. Rezel Lashon, and I'm actually quoting the exact language of the Tshuva. Hashem ha-shlishi, Tircha. Shem ha-shlishi is that a person puts effort into something, and you're going to steal that effort. Kegon oni ha-menake ve-rosh ha-zayis. So you're like an oni who climbs on top of an olive tree, and he knocks down the olives. So what fell down to the floor, if somebody else will grab it, it's gezel because of peaceful coexistence. Upliger Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees that it's not gezel because of peaceful coexistence. The Omer gezel domo, but it's actual gezel. Yeah.
Nachmina Ramotzi the other, right?
Right. Nachmina the Gemara had said is whether you can take it out in bezel or not. According to the person who says mishum darkishol, can take it out in bezel. If it's Gezel Gomer, you could take it on and get it. And since the riff and the rosh, now the riff, Rabbeinu Alfasi and the rosh, they were both codified halach. So they bring, but they codified in such a way that normally they bring the lotion, they keep the language, that original language of the Gemara. Usually they don't, the riff certainly doesn't add much. Once in a while it does, most of the time it just brings it. So since they bring a ketzuros exactly the way it says it in the Mishnah in Gittin, Nistame de halacha ketanekama. So they must be that the halacha is like the Tanakama, because it's Mishum Darki Sholem, Chempos, like the Rambam, and the Rambam, that's the way he brings down the halacha. So he is assuming that the halacha is like the Tanakama, that's because of Darki Sholem. The Osik Talmud, and the Gemara brings, Mabi Nai, what's the difference between the two? The Hotir Badayonim, where it goes down with Ayonim Pirush, the Tanakama, who gets on the Divayim, according to the Tanakama. It's Gezel, Miberabon, and Reimotim, Menu Betayonim, and it doesn't go out in Bezdin. The Hainu and Donin all of the Havzir, you can't bring the person who took the olives that he should return the olives. The Ochi Yuchas and that's the Halof. Yeah? Yeah, so he's bringing in this Gemara, which the Tosis didn't bring this Gemara at all. The Apophish is there, he's the Hazayis, who shall have, even though Hazayis was originally Hefker. We come welcome also Mishum Gezel Midivrayim. You know how to do it because it's Gezel Midivrayim. The Nikra Gazel Midirabonan, and he's called a thief Midirabonan. Me'achash is there only Torah, since he's only put effort in, Achaitim and Loris until he knocked him to the ground. The Trichimonu. No. So that's so far what he's saying. He only put effort into it, stealing his effort. Stealing his effort is something which you're not allowed to do, even though we can't take you to court and we can't get it back, but you are a Russian. The Trichimanu Lechalek Ben Tirchimanu.